This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Lauren Gilotti, LORRAINEGILLOTTI. Date of birth 04/01/1943. Date of appointment 6/27/2023. Requesting physician Jane Carston, CARTSEN. Dear Dr. Carston, I have the pleasure of seeing Lauren Gilotti today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 80 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital. On 6/9/2023, due to confusion, her blood pressure was not controlled. She was having jaw pain. Speech was slurred. She was having some difficulty swallowing and headache. CT of the head and neck did not show any focal region of hypoattenuation. CT of the head and neck did show a focal region of hypoattenuation in the left basal ganglia and moderate to severe cerebral white matter changes. And 50% narrowing of the bilateral ICA. She was admitted to the hospital for further care. MRI of the brain done, which shows left basal ganglia, acute stroke. The patient was started on aspirin, Plavix, and statin. She improved and she was sent to home. Today she is here for follow-up. She is getting physical therapy 2 times per week. Going for herniorrhaphy on 7/17/2023. No weakness, no numbness. Still get confused, cannot hear from the left ear. This is a new thing. Having headache. Past medical history, COPD, coronary artery disease, diverticulitis, hyperlipidemia, history of lung cancer, past surgical history, endoscopy, stent in the heart, back surgery, bowel resection, cardiac catheterization, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, laparotomy, lobectomy of the lung, appendectomy, allergy, no drug allergy. Please rewrite again, allergy to codeine, an opiate agonist. Medication, amlodipine, ipratropium, albuterol, metoprolol, omeprazole, prednisone, aspirin, Plavix, and statin. Social history, farmer smoker does not smoke anymore, does not drink alcohol. Family is the mother with cancer, father deceased due to old age. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a hearing decrease on both sides, action tremor, decrease vibration on the left foot. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, anithum, abdomen, soft pulse on present, neck, supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. A speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present. Action tremor of the head also present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2 or 4, upper activity, lower activity is 0 or 4. Plantar responses are flexure. Sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation in the left foot. Assessment and plan. Eight-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of number 1, left basal ganglia stroke. Number 2, decreased hearing on both sides. Number 3, essential tremor. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin, Plavix, and statin. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.